It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Oh, okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
So we are all about talking to you. Yeah, call the show, 866-554-7387. And typically we talk to you and take your telephone calls and help you with your concerns, problems, questions about your pets. But on this show, we are looking at some of the best of 2018. I mean, 2018 was a big year for pets. There was a lot of news, and we, I think, covered it all. No, we covered more than all of it. So some of it on a serious side, the Food and Drug Administration said we have now concerns, real concerns, about some of the grain-free diets. We spoke to the Food and Drug Administration about that and about another concern that they have having to do with some of the flea and tick products. So we'll review those conversations because those concerns are actually ongoing. 2018 was the 50th anniversary of the Win Feline Foundation. If you have a cat, pretty much everything we know about your cat's health was once studied, or at least once funded by studies from the Win Feline Foundation, which is a not-for-profit organization celebrating 50 years. We talked to Dr. Susan Little about it. You know, the Win Feline Foundation is the only organization that solely lives. Their sole mission is to fund cat health studies. Only organization like that on the planet. Also, is the year of the dog. At the movie theaters, there were several movies out, and we've spoke to directors and producers and creators of those movies, and one of them was Joe Camp. You may not know his name, but you certainly know his movies. And in addition to that, lots of announcements were made on this very radio show. You know, cats forever have been scratching in all the wrong places, defined by us, not by the cats. And the response has been, let's declaw those cats. Well, I am all for behavior modification, so you don't have to do that. I think, personally, declaws are barbaric. I mean, really, you are amputating. Take your finger, bend your finger at the knuckle. You are amputating from there up on the cat. It is an elected amputation. Do we need to do that to our cats? Well, as an alternative, behavior modification works, but what if there is something better? Well, there is. And veterinary behaviorist Dr. Valerie Tynes made that announcement.
We're so excited about having this new alternative that is a clinically proven
product that helps to draw cats from to their scratching post and away from things that they are scratching inappropriately.
All right, so let's walk through this. You need a scratching post. You need a vertical scratching post for this.
Exactly.
You need to go out and get this product. It's called Feli Scratch, F-E-L-I Scratch, all one word. Now you've done that, what do you do?
So the instructions are to lay your scratching post over on its side and stripe it with this liquid product. So it's important for people to note that this is a pheromone that comes in a new form, right? Many people are used to, familiar with our pheromones that we diffuse or pheromones that we spray. This product comes in a little sort of a pipette, plastic pipette, and it is a liquid that you apply to the scratching post.
So you just put the post on its side so you can apply it. Really, that's
right.
For convenience. And you
so it doesn't run off.
Right.
Yes.
And you, in this little tube or pipette, you squeeze it, and a blue liquid comes out. You'll explain in a second why it's blue, and also what's in this liquid. It's not at all a drug.
No, it's not at all. It does contain three different ingredients, one being that feline interdigital semiochemical, or a copy of this pheromone that cats produce from specialized glands between their toes.
So when
and
cats,
it says, scratch here.
It's like a sign.
Exactly.
In cat language, it says scratch here. So when cats scratch up on anything, if they're outdoors, they're scratching on a tree trunk, or indoors on, hopefully not, but perhaps your sofa, they are depositing what?
Exactly. Many people don't realize they are not only depositing this chemical, but they're also leaving visual markers. So the scratch itself is a visual marker that says, I was here. Mm-hmm. This is a scratching place. So the Feli Scratch is a combination of three ingredients so that the blue dye, draws cats from a distance to the post. They see the dye. It's mm-hmm. a mark mm-hmm. it says that hopefully mimics that mark the cat would leave. It has a very small percent of catnip in it. And that catnip is what gets the cats interested when they get closer to investigate the post. And once interested and investigating, that increases the chance the cats are going to perceive that pheromone.
So when you first heard about this and you read about it, you probably thought, I know you, it's science, it makes some sense.
Right.
However, when you've actually seen this, and I assume by now you've seen it many multiple times, are you even surprised?
I have to admit I am. I have only worked for SIVA for 3 years, and as a behaviorist in the past, I've looked at all of the pheromone studies, and some of them are great, some of them aren't so great. The research behind this product, I think, is very exciting.
And they've been using it in Europe, haven't they?
They've been using it in Europe for, I believe, since last spring. So it's relatively new there. But the research behind this product has been going on for almost 8 years. And so it's very compelling. And again, now that I've actually been seeing this product in use out in the field, talking to veterinarians, visiting veterinary clinics, it is very exciting to see how well it works.
And what excites me is that if we, as a result, we're not declawing as often, but often cats are giving up the shelters because they're scratching where we don't want them to be. So this will save lives.
Exactly. Destructive behavior is in the top 5 reasons that cats are relinquished to shelters. So I do believe this has the potential to not only save cat lives, but dramatically improve their welfare in the home.
Again, it's called Feli Scratch, and it's available pretty much everywhere, online and at many pet stores. Well, lots of movies in 2018. Lots of movies about dogs, I mean. And in fact, Benji came back, and we will talk with Benji's creator next. The temperatures are dropping. The snow is falling. The streets and sidewalks are ice-packed. And your dog is giving you that look. You know that look. He wants to go outside. He wants a walk. He wants you to get up off that cozy couch, bundle up, and venture out into the cold with him. What's a dog owner to do? A dog owner like you hops off that cozy couch, bundles up, and takes your dog outside with joy. Why? Because you love your dog. And you use Safe Step SurePaws Ice Melter, designated a safer choice by the
the US EPA. SafeStep SurePaws quickly melts ice around your home and is less likely to harm your pet's paws or your vegetation. And because it uses magnesium chloride, it's better at melting ice and safer for your family and your pets. Used correctly, you'll need significantly less SafeStep SurePaws than rock salt to achieve the same results. So it's more cost-effective, too. Melt the ice around your home safely this winter. Find SafeStep SurePaws online at SafeStepMelters.com or at a retailer near you.
Fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigree, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo, made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
He's dog's best friend, and cats, too. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Let's see, one of the movies, there were several movies where we had on directors or creators of the film about dogs in 2018. It was, in more than one way, the year of the dog. It really was the year of the dog, right? The Chinese year of the dog. But at the movie theaters, it was the year of the dog. And we talked to the director of Sergeant Stubby. We talked to a couple of other folks from other movies, including this guy who began it all. It really all started with Lassie, so he had nothing to do with Lassie. But after that, the big franchise was the Benji movies, right? You remember? In the 1970s into the 1980s, Benji was the thing. I mean, there was Benji movie after Benji movie. And I asked Joe Camp, how did you ever think of doing that?
My wife and I were washing the dishes after a Disney show way back some 45, 6, 7 years ago. And they showed some clips from some of their animated films, and Lady and the Tramp was always one of my favorite. And we got into a discussion that night of whether or not it would be possible to do that kind of movie with a real dog, not one who talked or Rex Allen saying and now Benji thinking, and but a real dog struggling with a real adventure. And we finally walked it into the corner and said it's probably not possible without dialogue. And that night I stayed up, and our little dog, whose name was Benji, little Yorkshire Terrier, and I was reading, and I got to watching the dog responding to sirens down the street or a dog barking somewhere or something that I would do, and I wound up doing all kind of crazy things, getting down on the floor and hovering in the corner like I was afraid, and this dog is looking at me like, are you nuts? Have you lost it? And you can read that, and that's dialogue.
Uh-huh.
And so I got up the next morning at 4 o'clock before going to my real job and wrote the entire treatment in longhand because I couldn't, it was falling out so fast I couldn't type. And I took it in to read to Carolyn, and she said, let me read it myself. And I said, no way you can read this because it's just scribbling.
Yeah.
But when I got through, there was a tear coming down out of her eye.
And
I said, I've got it. I know. So we tried to sell it in Hollywood as a treatment, and they didn't want it. So,
Eventually they did want it, and the movie did, like, beyond anyone's. It was one of the biggest box office movies of the year, wasn't it, that first Benji movie?
Yeah, Variety said it was number 3 of the year, and that's after we set up our own distribution system because everybody in Hollywood had turned it down.
So that was originally in what year?
1974 and 75.
All right, so
74 is what we facetiously call our testing year.
Okay, so 1974, 75. Then follow, everything, TV specials, Benji's on lunch boxes, Benji's on bumper stickers, Benji's on everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
Then movie after movie after movie. When was the last Benji movie? What year?
2004.
So 2004, now forward to today, your son Brandon says, I want to do Benji again. I want to reboot it. Are you surprised that it's a hit all over again on Netflix?
No, I'm not surprised. I am excited because, you know, come on, how great can it be for a papa to be proud like that, that the kid wanted to do it and start, you know, just to start with, and that he had absorbed enough and understood enough and had been hammered enough by me that he could take it out on his own, put the deal together, write the screenplay, direct the movie, and have Netflix want to use it as their lead-in to family entertainment on worldwide in 192 countries.
All right, so that's amazing. How about from the perspective that people are watching it? Are you surprised at that it still holds up?
Yeah, it not only holds up, I have gotten numerous, you know, seen on Facebook and correspondences in email and whatnot, who have said, you know, I think this is better than the first one.
Huh.
And the response is just overwhelmingly love, 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 love.
Well, that's what Benji's all about at the end of the day. And you know what? We need a little of that in our world right now.
I think we do.
You can find Benji on Netflix. And next, a conversation with the FDA about concerns regarding grain-free foods.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Oh, don't worry. He's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, we had an exclusive about one of the big pet topics for 2018. We spoke with Dr. Martine Hartogenesis. She's the Deputy Director of the Office of Surveillance and Compliance for the Food and Drug Administration's Center for Veterinary Medicine, as she explains some issues regarding grain-free diets.
Several months ago, the FDA became aware of just a few complaints of dilated cardiomyopathy in dogs that were associated with these diets that were labeled as grain-free. We really didn't have a large number of reports, maybe about 30, but when we looked specifically at the diets that were reported to have been fed, we did note that they were, most of them were labeled as grain-free, and then when we looked closely at the ingredients that were listed on the label for these products, many of them had these sort of exotic protein sources like alligator, kangaroo, but they also listed these legume or pulse seed products, ingredients such as peas, lentils, chickpeas, and as well as potatoes. So that's when we issued our warning in July, really to, one, just, you know, make people aware of it, because that's our job. It's our job to notify the public when we see safety signals, but to also get some more information if there were other other animals out there, other dogs that were being affected, that had dilated cardiomyopathy, and to get more information as well. And since that alert, we have a total probably of about 200 reports of dilated cardiomyopathy, mostly involving dogs. We have a few cat reports. And so we're just right now we're in the process of collecting all that information, trying to tease it out. We have a VetLearn system. It's a network of veterinary diagnostic laboratories around the country, and we do have the capacity to get more information, follow up on those reports, interview owners, perhaps even get samples and work with their veterinarians to try and to further tease out this safety signal that we're aware of now.
So even before these diets came about, these grain-free diets, and by the way, dilated cardiomyopathy is a kind of heart disease you don't want your dog to have. So before these diets came out, Dobermans, Great Danes, some other large breeds predisposed to this kind of heart disease. That is not what we're talking about. In fact, the whole point is now you're seeing other breeds or mixes getting this heart disease that seemed to be breed-specific previously.
Yeah, that's correct. And so we do have a few reports involving these larger breeds that do have genetic disposition for dilated cardiomyopathy. We have several reports involving golden retrievers, which we are now sort of looking at as potentially there may be some genetic component, although we hadn't seen golden retrievers previously in the literature described as breeds that are predisposed. But we're also seeing a lot of different breeds, smaller breeds, mixed breeds, just, you know, really no one particular breed that you could point out as genetically predisposed. So we're trying to figure that one out right now as well, and we think there may be a dietary component there.
So grain-free diet's an interesting sort of thing that kind of happened, and that's exactly, I think that's the right way to describe it. It's a thing that kind of happened by marketing folks, not by veterinary nutritionists. To my knowledge, there's no study that has ever indicated grain-free diets are bad, but there's no study that indicated we should do this. We should offer grain-free diets. Am I correct about that?
To the best of my knowledge, yes. I think, you know, there were some concerns, perhaps maybe allergies, food allergies. People feel like they're doing the right thing. There's obesity concerns as well. They think that grain-free diets may be more healthy for their pet. So I think that they're, you know, the pet food market has really evolved quite a bit, and there are a lot of these, you know, niche companies targeting these and marketing these products that are labeled grain-free.
So if you're feeding a grain-free diet to your dog, at the end of the day, what do?
So I think the first step is to talk to your veterinarian. A lot of veterinarians aren't necessarily involved in dietary decisions for animals, and I think that this is a good opportunity for pet owners to have those discussions with their veterinarian. What is really the best diet for your pet? And they're really the best source. They have that nutritional background and help educating their clients on what is appropriate for that pet. You know, and we at the FDA, we can't make that decision because we don't know your pet. And every pet is different. And so they have, you know, may have particular sensitivities, may have allergies. So it's really a great opportunity to have that discussion with your veterinarian.
More of the best of 2018 on Steve Dale's Pet World next.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Come into Lowe's this new year for savings on everything you need to cut the clutter and start fresh. Get your entire home in order with up to 25% off on select storage and organization products, including a Commander 5-gallon black tote, just $368. It's perfect for storing away holiday decorations and getting the garage in order for the new year. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through January 31st, while supplies last, U.S. only.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19. Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
The Wynn Feline Foundation might be more important to cats than catnip is important to cats. Really, if you have a cat, pretty much everything that is known for the past 50 years about your cats has been studied with research funded by the nonprofit Wynn Feline Foundation. So the Wynn Feline Foundation in 2018 celebrated 50 years, and really everything from vaccinations we have been giving our cats, treatments to all sorts of different things, even understanding illnesses like feline leukemia, the feline immunodeficiency virus, or FIV, or now possibilities of using stem cells to treat all sorts of different problems in cats. What we're doing over the past couple of years regarding feline infectious peritonitis. We're on the edge of something new and exciting there. So a lot is happening and continues to happen with funding from the Wynn Feline Foundation. Well, for some number of years, several years, Dr. Susan Little was the president of the Wynn Feline Foundation, and we talked to her about this great organization. In fact, why she got involved in the first place.
Gosh, that was a long time ago. I don't even remember how long ago it was, but it was really a long time ago. And I think it was because it's unique. There really isn't another organization like Wynn. There's other nonprofits that fund projects in veterinary medicine, but none that I know of anyway that fund just for cats. So having that, and Wynn started to do that early 80s, back in the early 80s, long time ago. So they were really quite visionary. So it was very attractive to me that it was an organization focused on cats, that they'd actually been doing it for a long time, and it already made a big impact even before you and I got involved with Wynn.
Absolutely. I want to talk about that impact. Big impact, what does that mean?
So in veterinary medicine, cats are kind of the poor stepchild, I think. Maybe the ferret people think that too, I don't know. But there are species that just get less research, right? And for cats, it seems such a shame because they are the number one pet in North America and many other countries around the world. Pet ownership of cats is increasing in many countries, and yet, you know, if you look in any popular veterinary journal and you add up the number of articles where research is done on dogs, it's going to be more, you know, than research done on cats. So that's been a chronic problem.
During your time that you were on the board, a lot was learned about all sorts of things. In fact, just one example, feline infectious peritonitis, FIP, that was known about for some time. Mm-hmm. But some of the breakthroughs happened to occur when you were there. Mm-hmm. And there are others I could rattle off. It's not only that one. Mm.
That's a big one, though, FIP, because, as you know, Wynn really was committed to cracking that what seemed to be impossible to crack problem of not just getting good diagnostics, but coming up with a treatment. And the years and years and thousands of dollars that donors helped us invest into that is finally beginning to pay off with some totally new ways of thinking about attacking that infection that will save lives. And I don't know of anything that's been more eagerly anticipated, really, right, yeah, in feline medicine than a breakthrough for FIP treatment. So I think our investment in that, while at times it looked like it was a rocky road, I think we can now be pretty well assured it's going to pay off.
You know, you once told me that of all of the things you've done, and sometimes you're modest, but you've done a lot in veterinary medicine. Of all the things you've done, being on the Wynn board is something that mattered incredibly.
It did, because it's a once-in-a-lifetime chance to truly make a difference. Veterinary medicine has been a really good profession to me. It's treated me well. I've met so many nice people. Veterinarians are the best people. I've met so many nice people, whether they're veterinarians or allied with veterinary medicine, so many kind-hearted people. I've been able to help bring veterinary medicine and feline medicine to parts of the world where it's really emerging. So it's been a good profession to me. And the ability to give back in a meaningful way. And there's not a lot of opportunities to do that. Wynn was one of those opportunities, to the point where the first textbook that I was fortunate enough to be able to do, I dedicated it to Wynn.
Learn more at WynnFelineFoundation.org. In fact, you can download for free a PDF of the 50th anniversary book. Earlier in the show, we spoke with Dr. Martine Hartogensis of the Food and Drug Administration's Center for Veterinary Medicine. We talked to her about concerns about grain-free diets. They issued an alert, the FDA did, earlier in the year, but that wasn't the only alert. They also issued an alert regarding some flea and tick products that we give our pets. Which products and why?
So the four products that we listed in our update were Bravecto, NexGard, Simparico, and then there's a newly approved product, Credelio.
Mm-hmm. And the reason for the concern, now all those products have something in common. They're all the chewable products that you give your pet. Your pet goes, yum, 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 eats the product, and from the inside out, fleas and ticks are destroyed. So all those products have that in common, and I believe a common chemical as well. Am I right?
They have a common class of chemical, yes, correct.
Correct. Okay. So how concerned should we be?
These products have been extremely widely marketed. They're very, very popular, and they are prescription products that our veterinarians may prescribe for, you know, for your pet and for flea and tick prevention. And they've been extremely successful and extremely popular. However, because they are so widely used, as we collect adverse drug event data through the years, as these products have been on the market, we discover things about them that weren't discovered in the pre-approval process. And so what we are seeing now is reports of these neurologic events they are rare. Adverse events such as ataxia or stumbling and weakness, tremors, and even seizures in some dogs. And it doesn't necessarily mean they're bad. We just want people to be aware of these risks. And this is somewhat common for any newly approved drug that we will, you know, monitor very closely in the post-approval, you know, once the product is being marketed. And it's just something that we detected through that process, and we want the public to be aware of it.
Now, to my knowledge, you are not saying these products don't work.
Correct.
So these products do what they're supposed to do. It turns out for some individual animals, there is an increased chance of what you previously thought of what you just described. So I'm hearing from pet owners two things that I'd like you to comment on. First of all, I'm sure you'd agree with me. If you have any concerns, see your veterinarian. I'm guessing you absolutely agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, in fine-tuning this communication, what we really are seeing is dogs perhaps that have a pre-existing either epilepsy or they've had seizures in the past, that perhaps that's something that they might want to talk to their veterinarian about and have that discussion whether these products are the right medication for their pet. And so that's all we're saying is that, you know, potentially these are adverse events they may see, but as I mentioned, they're extremely widely marketed, and there's just a lot of dogs, millions of dogs that are taking these products.
Of course, talk to your veterinarian about which flea and tick products are right for you and your pets and their lifestyles. Next week, it's New Year's resolutions. I have mine. I'm talking about resolutions regarding our pets. And also the president, far more important, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, Dr. John DeJong. The temperatures are dropping. The snow is falling. The streets and sidewalks are ice-packed. And your dog is giving you that look. You know that look. He wants to go outside. He wants a walk. He wants you to get up off that cozy couch, bundle up, and venture out into the cold with him. What's a dog owner to do? A dog owner like you hops off that cozy couch, bundles up, and takes your dog outside with joy. Why? Because you love your dog. And you use Safe Step SurePaws Ice Melter, designated a safer choice by the US EPA. Safe Step SurePaws quickly melts ice around your home and is less likely to harm your pet's paws or your vegetation. And because it uses magnesium chloride, it's better at melting ice and safer for your family and your pets. Used correctly, you'll need significantly less Safe Step SurePaws than rock salt to achieve the same results. So it's more cost effective too. Melt the ice around your home safely this winter. Find Safe Step SurePaws online at safestepmelters.com or at a retailer near you.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. Or you can email me, because we do take an email question every week. We get back to that next week. Steve@PetWorldRadio.net.
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of NexGard, Afoxolaner.
Cold weather may stop ticks, but don't count on them stopping for long, and we should not stop giving our dogs their monthly protection. It only takes a day or so of warm weather to get the ticks moving again, according to Dr. Thomas Mather of the Tick Encounter Resource Center.
A lot of people like to stop for some reason. If you don't see a tick for a few days or a week, they think tick season is over. I watched the Super Bowl. It was 2 degrees in Minnesota. We got a tick the next day from somebody. They had it on their butt cheek, they said. And it had to be cold in Minnesota. So where did that tick come from? So they're out there.
Well, that got a little personal. But now you know the ticks are out there. But that doesn't mean your dog has to be their next meal. Speak with your veterinarian about an appropriate tick control product for your dog. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with the vet's number one choice, NexGard, a Fox Aligner. Reported side effects include vomiting, itching, diarrhea, lethargy, and lack of appetite. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures. See your veterinarian, visit NexGardForDogs.com, or call 888-637-4251 for full prescribing information.
I love this conversation with the Director of Veterinary Medicine for Purina, Dr. Kurt Venator. We talked about bringing your pets to the workplace. That's right.
At Purina, we truly believe that when pets and people bond, life is richer. And so we're so excited to celebrate 20 years of Pets at Work. Studies have shown that employees who bring their pets to work tend to have lower stress levels by the end of the day. And we also know that having pets in our lives can do a variety of wonderful things, such as reducing blood pressure, decreasing loneliness, helping to lower cholesterol levels, and encouraging physical activity.
So I'm there with my pet in the office place. I would think that that's a huge perk for me to be able to bring my pet to work. Do people really appreciate the ability to bring their pets to work?
Steve, 100%. We found at Purina that having pets at work improves job satisfaction. Our employee surveys show that pets at work is an important benefit, and we also believe that it helps with employee retention. We also know it increases productivity. Having pets in the workplace can provide inspiration. It also encourages coworker interaction. And lastly, it promotes healthy break time. And so when you weave all that together, we're really able to tap into this transformational bond between pets and people, not just at home, not just maybe at the dog park, but in the workplace.
You know, more and more workplaces are allowing pets, some on a regular basis, some say on Fridays only. I've heard from more than one person who has said, essentially, I get stressed at the workplace, but now that stress is a little, or in some cases, a lot less, because I have my dog there with me. They're kind of not making this stuff up, are they?
No, and Steve, as you know, this is really rooted in science. We know that having pets in our lives can have a profound influence on our underlying biology. We know that just by petting a dog for minutes, it can reduce the stress hormone cortisol. It can increase the feel-good hormones oxytocin and prolactin, and it can increase feel-good neurotransmitter serotonin. So there's really a biological basis to this wonderful bond.
It's also a social thing for the dogs to do. So dogs, more than anything in the world, want to be with us, right? And I understand they can't be with us 24/7. I'm not sure the dogs understand that. So this is another way in which we could spend more time with our dogs.
Well, Steve, as you know, and you preach it all the time, you know, dogs and cats, but they really like rhythm and routine. So the opportunity to extend that rhythm and routine out of the home and into the workplace is wonderful, both for pets and for people. And I can tell you, when I walk the halls of Purina on any given week, we will have between 100 to 200 dogs. We usually have roughly about 3 to 4 cats that are regulars every week. And it just creates a wonderful, positive environment.
You know, I've walked through the doors in St. Louis to the Purina campus. And when I walk through the doors, I smile because it's not because of you, Dr. Venator. It's because of all the dogs that I see. Just even walking through the door, you're likely to see one. And you can't help but smile when that happens. Is there a place people can go for further information about all of this?
Yes, they can visit Purina.com. We've developed a toolkit with tips and documents to help both employers and employees navigate and implement their own Pets at Work program.
Wrapping up our year in review, veterinary parasitologist Dr. Michael Dryden talks about a new way to look at protecting our pets against fleas, ticks, and most especially heartworm.
like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360 degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now, 1-800-829-5685. That's 1-800-829-5685. 1-800-829-5685.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns three times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get three bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient in most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just two capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, "I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get three free bottles with a qualifying order.
Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started.
Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Isn't that cool? For 13 years, we've been sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association. In fact, the president of the AVMA will be on the show next week with his New Year's resolutions for pets. Not only do we talk to veterinarians, we talk with the leaders. We talk about those who teach other veterinarians often around the world, including this guy, veterinary parasitologist Dr. Mike Dryden from Kansas State University, as he talks about and describes kind of a new way of thinking regarding protection for our pets against fleas, ticks, and heartworm disease, and we call it all double defense.
Yeah, mosquito is what we call the vector. And you have to have that because one dog can't get heartworm from another dog directly. So mosquitoes got to feed upon that dog, pick up what we call microflurry. It's like a small larva in the bloodstream, and then transmit it to another dog or to another cat. And then they go through a prolonged period of development over a period of 6 or 7 months, and ultimately end up in the right heart or the pulmonary arteries in the lungs. And mature, now you got these anywhere from 10 to 12 inch long worms that are plugging up the arteries and causing damage in the lungs, and it's devastating. It's devastating to dogs. They clearly can die, and cats. And in fact, it's probably more pathogenic in a cat than it is in a dog because they're just so much smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Not as big of heart, not as big as lungs, and they cause massive damage in them as well.
Yeah, well, talk about cats separately, and maybe we'll do another one of these conversations about that. But I want to talk about dogs for a moment. So we've come up against some issues here with dogs. Talk about what they are.
In an area of the United States that we generally call the lower Mississippi Delta, we're somewhere about southern to central Missouri, south along the Mississippi River. There has been some pretty good documentation of some heartworm out there that's likely resistant to the normal preventives that we administer. These monthly preventives that we give our dogs and our cats on a regular basis, and they're all the same kind of class. They call macrocytic lactone. So they all work the same. No matter what product you're buying, they all work the same.
And they're good.
Yes. I mean, generally these products are 99.9 to 100% effective, and even today they still are. They work remarkably effectively.
So on the human side, if I make a comparison to, say, malaria, what those at the Centers for Disease Control and those types of folks have done have said, you know what, we need to make sure people are, so the medication itself works well, but we want more than that. And now on the animal side, veterinarians are beginning to do the same thing for heartworm and say, okay, we want to make sure the dogs are protected. We want to make sure they're protected, so we're going to do what's called a multimodal approach.
Well, that's actually correct. And we've done this in a lot of vector transmitted diseases before where, like malaria, you said, we have a drug, but we also then try to affect the vector itself. And so, yeah, there are those there are products out there that have been well studied that actually contain a compound called permethrin. And one of those is called Vector 3D, where the work has been done.
Mm-hmm.
And what that product does is it contains a repellent, or where the mosquitoes come in, light upon the dog, and they are essentially repelled and killed in the action of contact with that compound. And in fact, I think SIVA has called this what they call double defense, where they recommend, and it's essential that the dogs are on a heartworm preventive, but then add in this additional component to affect the mosquito itself. And that combination approach helps the dogs, and particularly with those resistant isolates that may be out there to the drugs in some parts of the United States, it adds that added layer of protection. This is being proposed, but you're right, Steve. This is not a new concept. This is something we've been doing for years in other types of mosquito and other insect-controlled systems where we're trying to do more than just one thing to protect whatever that animal is in that case. So,
And I would argue that it's good for consumers, too, and here's why. It's where we began our conversation with fleas and ticks, because this particular product that you mentioned, Vector 3D, as it happens, is very effective at killing fleas and ticks. So now you're, in a way, getting a double defense for your dog regarding heartworm. You need, I hope, to purchase a flea and tick preventive anyhow, so you're getting more bang for your buck?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, any place you've got heartworm, you can have fleas and ticks.
Mm-hmm.
So, clearly, in this situation, you've got you're basically getting a product that, yes, helps you in your heartworm, as we just discussed, but yeah, also kills fleas and ticks, and to a certain extent, even will repel some of those ticks. So, yeah, clearly, it's beneficial to the dog and can be beneficial to the pet owner as well.
Next week, our resolutions and the American Veterinary Medical Association's For Our Pets. We also speak with famed hockey broadcaster Doc Emmerich. Happy New Year!
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
If you're over the age
age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.